All right, so this was one of the closer games you've had recently. Do you have any comments on the game overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough to obviously not have our normal kind of, conference weekend or full game weekend. So, I think obviously having the day off yesterday and then obviously transitioning back today to just a single game, I think for us it took us a little bit to get going, and this has been a little bit more of a rest week for us. So I don't think that our best happened today, but I do think that we did enough to obviously scrap and win, which is always the ultimate goal.
And Allison Bowes has had an incredible season so far and an incredible performance today. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think she had her best up today. I thought she batted a little bit. I think the umpire was squeezing her behind the plate. Some of the calls that she usually gets, she wasn't necessarily getting. But, I think she did enough. I think the fact that they substituted a lot of hitters actually helped in our favor. I think they had kept their lineup all the way through. I probably was going to go with Avery at some point just to shift up momentum. But the fact that there were so many pinch hitters, I think for her, getting to battle against kids that hadn't seen her yet was actually a benefit. So, Ellie's done a really great job. I mean, she's incredibly consistent, and I think for us, it's been, obviously really beneficial in terms of the win column.
Definitely. And then, so there are a few instances where your defense had to hold up in tight spots, and they did. So, yeah, any comments on that as well?
I mean, we had, I think, maybe three errors or something like that. I don't know. I mean, there was a couple innings there that I was not necessarily pleased with our defense. But, they do enough to survive. And I do think the inning where they were putting pressure on, AJ came up with a huge play at second base. If that ball goes through, I think that they score two runs on that. So, and LK early in the game came up with a huge throw to home plate. So, I think for them, there's good parts about it. But, we have to get better. We can't give anyone anything. And I think that's the part that, Allie has to face more batters. Obviously the more people that we let on. So if she's getting ground balls, we have to make plays.
Definitely. And then, so Jen Hurita and Kayla Ronson hit well today, came up in the clutch in that third inning. Do you have any comments on them in the offense overall?
So I told Jen Hurita if she hits a home run, I would shave my head. So I actually turned in silence because I thought to myself, oh my God, this is actually going to carry. And I don't know how cold my head would get, obviously, with the rest of the spring. But I was happy with Jen. I think she did a great job executing a bunt late in the game off a pitcher that throws a little bit slower. And I wish we had, kind of more of that throughout the lineup. And then Kayla, Kayla's just a clutch hitter. I think she's someone that really battles. I think LK had a really great ball. For us, it's we need the, 1-9 to hit. We need people to put the ball in play. I think the part that's getting me is just getting runners in scoring position and not being able to kind of move them. We have to put pressure on defense. And we have to make them make plays. And I think we have too many strikeouts in some timely position. So, we'll go back to work this week and continue to push the offense and try to get ourselves to a better spot.
So you said there were three times where you stranded two on base. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the part where I'm looking to, we got to be a little bit more scrappy. I mean, we even called, there's a squeeze attempt there, and, we got to be able to get our bunt down. It's just basic stuff that I feel like are, options for automatic runs that we're not executing and doing our part. So, we're never satisfied here, and I think that's the piece that, has made us so good is we always have something to work on, something to get better, and, maybe it's not necessarily your day, it's someone else's day, but, you have to be competitive, and I think that's the piece that gets me, where we have to have competitive at-bats, we have to battle a little bit more.
So then looking forward, 15 games left, are there any adjustments you're going to make for the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, just cleaning up the defense, but, continuing to push the offense. I mean, we have to execute the little things. There was a miscue on a first and third today. There's a squeeze situation, we get a bunt down. There's a sack situation, we didn't get a bunt down. So I think for us, just tidying up those little pieces. I mean, when we're playing our best softball, we're really tough to beat. If we're giving people stuff or we're giving things away, then we become, very beatable.
And then final question I got. So you're on an incredible win streak right now. Do you have any comments on that in your season so far?
No, I mean, to us, the ultimate goal is to show up to the field every day to win and compete. So, I think for us that we don't really pay attention to that stuff. I think for us, we know, we have a couple goals in mind, and one would be to obviously win the regular season, would be to host, and it would be to win the championship. So, I think we have our eyes on the prize, and whatever, is in between there is kind of just noise. So, we have UMass coming in this week. That will be a good battle. And, obviously we set ourselves back up for Holy Cross. So, we're just going to continue to kind of push the boundaries and get ourselves to a good spot.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.